I was talking about doctors, and there was an item in the paper about it. They had put up $200,000 to study witchcraft because they had found that some of the things that witch doctors had been teaching for ages had some definite therapeutic value, either psychosomatic or definite medicinal cures, and to see if the modern doctor could learn anything from witchcraft. And the reverse might be also true. I wonder how far the witch doctor has progressed, how many of the modern medical theories or practices he has adapted to his needs. And this is a witch doctor, and I'm sure like any other doctor, he gets a phone call in the middle of the night. And...
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mrs. Kumba. No, that's all right. I would have been getting up another 5-6 hours anyway. The crops are withering, and your son is seeing demons, huh? Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah. Sounds like a 24-hour curse to me. Well, I'll tell you, if you're really concerned, do you have any bark of a tree that was struck by lightning in the light of a full moon in the medicine chest? Yeah, you might sprinkle some of that on him every 4 hours, if he isn't any better in the morning. Why? Gee, I couldn't possibly come out to the house. No, I don't make hut calls anymore, Mrs. Kumba. No, I haven't danced around the house in years. You know, if you don't stay with it, you know, you lose it. Mrs. Kumba, I don't care how many chickens you're going to give me. You know, it just isn't worth my time. The government takes most of them anyway. You know, so. Well, I can recommend a good demon man. I don't happen to specialize in demon work. He's pretty good. There's one intern, guy just got out of school. He still makes house calls, but you know, that should tell you something about the guy. You know, well, he's a little slow. You know, he has to paint the steps around the house before he does the dance. You know, yeah, and then sometimes he'll, you know, instead of curing the curse, it'll rain. You know. Well, they're very similar dances, you know. If you don't know what you're doing, you can wind up with a thunderstorm for about 5 or 6 days. You know? Well, you're free to call him. You know, I tell you what you could do. You might wrap him in some mud and put some leaves around him and put him out in a field where some hyenas congregate. Well, it won't help the curse, no, but sometimes their laugh can become infectious, you know, and it might cheer him up a little bit, you know. Well, I'll tell you, if he doesn't feel better in the morning, why don't you bring him in, yeah? Oh, that's right, tomorrow is Wednesday, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what the hell, we don't tee off till 1:30. Why don't you bring him in the morning? All right, goodbye.